In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Thomas Aquinas, on a visit to St. Bonaventure, asked him one day from what book he derived his great knowledge, and where he had been taught to speak with such holy unction. At the foot of my crucifix, answered St. Bonaventure, pointing at the same time to the crucifix before him. This is my book, said he. Jesus Christ is my master. He used to say that from the wounds of our Lord proceeded glorious darts capable of softening the hardest hearts and enkindling the coldest souls. St. Paul speaks of the Mysterium Crucis, the Mysterium of the Cross, that figure of Jesus hanging before us with his arms extended on the cross, is so familiar to us, yet we do not understand it. And we have it before our eyes 60, 70, or 80 years, and we do not understand it. It remains a mystery to us. And we have many questions. Why did Christ suffer all that inexpressible pain and agony? Why that most cruel passion and agonizing death on the cross? Why did Christ have to die? When one tear shed for our sins would have sufficed to wash away the sins of the world. Being the tear of a God-man, it would have an infinite value. For the same reason, even a prayer from his lips or a sigh of his heart would have been sufficient to take away the sins of 1,000 worlds. Why then all these sufferings? Why all these cruel tortures and the terrible death on the cross? Why did Christ choose to suffer all this? Many questions, but it remains the cross is a mystery. Yet the apostle who tells us that the cross on Calvary is a mystery also says of himself that he had put one desire, to know Christ and him crucified. And this has always been the desire of all the saints and all the great men of God, to know Christ and him crucified. One of the most learned scholars who writes in the 20th century writes in one of his books, God, I wish that I could acquire the knowledge contained in all the books of our libraries. I should then try to condense it into one book that I may not miss anything. And finally he exclaims, I have found it. I can write it all on one page and sum it up in one word. And he writes the word crucifixus, Christ crucified, or the crucifix. That is the wisdom of St. Paul, to know Christ and him crucified, to know the mystery of the cross is the science of the saints. The humble and illiterate lay brother of the Capuchin order, St. Felix of Catalis, who could neither read nor write, claimed to know at least 6 letters, 1 white and 5 red. Our Blessed Lady, whom he loved so dearly, and the 5 red wounds in the hands and feet and side of Christ on the cross. With these letters, he composed for himself the lessons of the greatest science, that is, the science of the saints. Another saint, he is the Capuchin lay brother, St. Conrad of Partsam from Germany. He stands with the crucifix in his hand and says, "The crucifix teaches me everything." Yes, the sermon of the crucifix and the sermon of Calvary and the lessons of the cross have been heard throughout the world for the last 2,000 years. "Stat crux tum volvitur orbis," says one of the early writers. The cross stands still whilst the earth is going around. The cross occupies the center of the history in the world. The cross and the crucifix have always spoken most eloquently to the hearts of men. All ages of the past had heard the sermon of the cross and did listen to the lessons of the crucifix, as you and I today. But modern men will not listen anymore to the sermon of the cross. Woe to the nations who pass by that cross saying, "We do not want him to rule over us." Woe to the families and the individuals who refuse to listen to the lesson of the crucifix. The shrouded figure of Jesus speaks most eloquently to the soul of man, the mystery of the cross. The crucifix on Calvary tells us more forcibly than anything else that there is such a thing as mortal sin. The world laughs at this term, for the world knows no moral guilt anymore. Sin is virtue, and virtue is sin. But if this is true, then there would be no meaning to the cross of Calvary and to a Savior dying on the cross if there would be no sin and no eternal hellfire for every unrepented mortal sin. Indeed, the cross tells us better than anything else what an evil and wicked thing sin must be in the sight of God. By every willful mortal sin, we crucify again the Son of God, making him a mockery, as St. Paul says. The crucifix, the cross of Calvary, preaches to us also the most eloquent sermon on God's mercy. The history of mankind begins with sin, the sin of our parents in paradise. And the history of mankind will end with sin, the judgment of sin at the end of time. But in the center of this history stands the cross, the Savior with his arms extended, a symbol of his infinite mercy. God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son. Is the constant whisper from the cross. Could any sinner ever despair? Christ's arms are extended to embrace the sinner. His head is bowed to kiss the sinner. Could any sinner or any prodigal son or daughter ever refuse to throw themselves into the open arms of the Savior in a sincere confession? The cross stands still in the center of the world, and that picture of the man of sorrows on the cross, that sweet image with a crown of thorns on his head, has conquered the hearts of millions in every age. It is true, no one is more hated than Christ, and no one is more loved than Christ in the entire history in the past. The Christ that we love with hundreds of millions in every age of the past. Unnumbered millions have always loved him, although they've never seen him. Unnumbered millions have always loved him, although he died like a criminal on the cross. Why? Oh, because they have known him. To know Christ and him crucified is the greatest wisdom in this world. The crucifix, the shrouded figure of Jesus on the cross, invites us to contemplate him more intensely with the eyes of our souls during this holy season of Lent. The more we understand the mystery of the cross, the more we shall love the Savior on the cross. Mysterium Crucis. Christ himself points to this mystery when he says, "And when I shall be lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all things to myself." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.